Digging Deeper Without the Cold Face, the podcast that shares the incredible stories of the talented and passionate people in our industry. This episode of Digging Deeper Without the Cold Face is proudly sponsored by Aquaflow Hire, your trusted partners for dewatering and auxiliary equipment rentals. Aquaflow Hire is part of the TrueFlow Pumps family, solving heavy-duty dewatering problems around the world. And your host, Jessica Rouse.
Now, wherever you are on any mining site, on a construction site, in a hospital, in an office, you've seen the trademark shirts around. They're a conversation starter. They're bright, they're vibrant. You can't miss them. And we've spoken to the guys behind Trademark before in the magazine, and they definitely deserve their own podcast episode. So one half, the better half, you could say, from Trademark, Dan joins us on this episode. Dan, how are you doing?
Best introduction I've ever had. Thanks, Jess, for having me. Pleasure to be here. Hopefully we can share a few stories today about Trademark and TX, and some listeners can take something away.
So take us back. As I said, we've spoken to you guys in the past, but take me back to Dan and Ed on a construction site. Where did Trademark start?
You're right. It started on a construction site for the two of us. So, yeah, myself and Ed met in 2014 on a building site here in Brisbane. We both started working for Builder on the same day as each other. So we were the two new blokes on site, and we got lumped together. Ed is originally from Longreach in central West Queensland, and I am originally from Sydney in the western suburbs of Sydney in New South Wales. So there wouldn't be too many reasons why two blokes like us, you know, ever would have crossed paths. But yeah, this day in 2014, certainly a little spark was lit and a formidable relationship was started. Ed and I, you know, we forged our relationship on a common sense of humour and a hell of a lot of banter and smack talk on site. And so, yeah, certainly what helped us get through our days of hard work. But some of the things that we used to talk about on site, apart from our, you know, career dreams and aspirations and, you know, where we'd like to, what we'd like to do with our lives and all that kind of stuff. One conversation that we had had with each other was around workwear and why no one had ever changed high-vis workwear. Been wearing the same orange and yellow high-vis work shirts since they built the pyramids, basically. And so we kind of thought, you know, wouldn't it be great if someone could bring a bit of flair to the workwear game? And for us, that was just an idea. That was just a conversation. It was not ever really something that I think we were ever serious about. It was just a chat that we'd had. But at the time, after myself and Ed sort of formed our partnership, we started working pretty much 7 days a week together. We would work for our builder Monday to Friday. We'd knock off at 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, then we'd go out of an evening and do cashies, little kitchen and bathroom renovations or odd handyman jobs here and there. We'd work weekends, Saturdays and Sundays, and we started, you know, sort of saving our money together, thinking, you know, maybe we could have a crack at starting a business together, not really knowing what we wanted to start though. In terms of Trademark, obviously, we're a mental health social enterprise, so there's a part of the story that has obviously sparked that side of things. And that was in 2015, you know, when myself and Ed were working together on a building site here in Brisbane again, and I received a phone call from a mate of mine who was one of the first mates that I made when I moved to Brisbane, actually. His name was also Dan. And he was ringing me with some great news. And so that was a phone call that I took, and he was ringing to let me know that he had just secured a mature age carpentry apprenticeship to start Monday. And it was a phone call, really, of elation. You know, the vibe was high. It was an opportunity that Dan had been looking for a long time. And it was one of those moments, I think, where we were like, oh, you know, this is great, you know, things are happening, you know, things are on the up, we're good to go. The opportunity you've been looking for. The reason, I guess, why I never forget that phone call is the next phone call that I got was 3 days later from another mate of ours to let me know that Dan had taken his life tragically the night before, Saturday night. And that was when, I suppose my world came to a grinding halt. What followed was a very unfamiliar experience of grief and loss. The initial shock and sadness, then the confusion and the asking questions of why, and then the feeling of being pissed off and angry and you know, how could someone, you know, how could this happen? And then following that initial grief and, you know, loss and processing that, you know, over the days and weeks and months, something that happened for myself and Ed was that the conversations that we started to have with each other changed. And we started to talk with each other a little bit more about this mental health space or this topic, and looking around and, you know, asking what, you know, why don't we learn more about this stuff, or why is not more people talking about, you know, this stuff, or, you know, what does it even all mean? And during those sort of conversations, we started to become aware of, you know, the mental health space as it was. And one of the observations that we had was the bus stop shelters that you would see on the side of the road, advertising, you know, commonly advertising crisis support services. And the way that they would advertise these services was with a sad-looking bloke with his head in his hands, in a dimly lit room with the blinds pulled down, very dark, and, you know, advertising this is what mental health looked like. And, you know, whilst I probably recognise that that may be what it feels like, you know, internally, and that may be the feeling that advertising is trying to tap into, outwardly, visually, it's not a very welcoming representation, I don't think, of what, mm-hmm. you know, people might be going through. No. You kind of thought, well, if, you know, if you were struggling with mental health and this is what you saw, would you want to identify with that? And, you know, would that spur you into action, you know, to do something about it? And to be honest, we kind of thought, I can't imagine it would for us. And so we looked at that, and that was the trigger point where we sort of thought, well, maybe someone needs to do something to flip the narrative, flip the script, and take a bit more of a colourful, fun, and light, you know, light-hearted approach to what is otherwise, you know, a fairly heavy topic in conversation. And so that was when the wheels started spinning for the idea of Trademart. You know, we had this idea for workwear. We thought, well, maybe we could create some funky workwear and use the Loud Larry prints to draw attention to the topic of mental health and help start conversations on site. And so that really is, you know, the genesis of mine and Ed's relationship, and how Trademart ever came about. Obviously, there's a hell of a long story, you know, in actually getting it up and off the ground and getting it going and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, that's where Trademart came from. Funky work shirts designed to start conversations and, as we say, make the invisible impossible to ignore.
And it seems so obvious when you put it like that, like when you talk about that image that you would see at the bus shelter that's so dark, and you, I guess you would look at that and go, oh my God, that's so confronting. How would I ever approach that conversation with someone compared to a bright Larry shirt? You go, oh my God, dude, that shirt is so cool. Like, it's such an easy thing to start talking about. It's so obvious when you do it.
Yeah, and it's, I guess it's obvious now, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
And we hear that a lot from so many people. That's such a great idea. And I mean, you know, we really didn't know what we were doing, but, you know, it was an idea that we believed in, and we tipped every last dollar of, you know, every last bit of money that we had together into the work shirts. And so we certainly backed ourselves, but we just didn't know how much of an impact the shirts were going to have, you know, or the whole movement was going to have, or what it was going to create for the two of us and, you know, and all the other things that, you know, would come out of it. So it's just been a wild journey, a very humbling journey of impact and business and growth right the way throughout, and a lot of amazing stories of people whose lives have been impacted by a simple, colourful work shirt.
Yeah. And obviously it's more than just a colourful work shirt and more than a conversation starter. You've got that social enterprise of it as well, which is where TX comes into it.
Yeah. So our whole model is Trademart is a social enterprise, you know, which is written into our constitution. And so what that means is that we're a for-profit business that is committed to contributing 50% of our profits to an organisation that supports the cause that we advocate for. So social enterprise sits somewhere between not-for-profit and just general for-profit business, business for good. And so, yeah, you know, with the work shirts, designed to start conversations about mental health. You know, we'd be required to contribute 50% of profits to an organization, but we didn't really think that there was anything out there that was exactly speaking to our cohort. And it was never going to be enough for us to just donate, you know, 50% of our profits to, you know, an existing, say, you know, crisis support service. And so I suppose the caveat is that crisis support services do a phenomenal job. They do a really, really incredibly, you know, an amazing job, a tough job, and they're completely overrun as well, you know. And we looked at the space and we thought, well, maybe something needs to be done a little bit more preventative, a little bit further up the stream to prevent blue-collar workers or anyone from you know, to actually reaching that crisis point. And so, you know, not that we didn't have enough on our plate already navigating the world of tradie fashion and e-commerce, we thought it would be a great idea to start our own not-for-profit early intervention counselling service, which, yeah, as you mentioned, is TACS. TACS initially came from the acronym for This Is a Conversation Starter, which is across the back of all our shirts. But TACS is a professional text and call counselling service for tradies, truckies, farmers, blue-collar workers and their families. So essentially, TACS removes the physical and financial barriers that have prevented people from accessing the kind of mental health support that they you know, need and deserve. You speak to the same counsellor right the way throughout your journey. You don't have to, you don't have to pay a cent. The goal of TACS really is to keep blue collar workers, you know, performing and being the best versions of themselves, and hopefully give them the tools, you know, necessary to help prevent them from reaching that, you know, point of crisis.
Yeah, I think that the fact that you, when someone calls TACS, they're talking to the same person every time. I feel like that simple thing alone is such a huge barrier for so many people. Already it's hard to talk about and open up when you're, you know, a miner working in a pit in the middle of Queensland. It's even harder to want to open up. So to have to repeat your story over and over to someone would be so challenging. So to be talking to the same person is so good.
Yeah, and that's something that we, you know, it's like one of the problems or challenges that we identified fairly early on was just that, you know, for a lot of support services out there, yeah, you are speaking to someone different every time. There's no sort of continuity of care. And, you know, it can feel maybe not as personal as it needs to be to really impact, you know, people's help-seeking journeys. So, yeah, it's a massive, massive differentiating factor for us. You speak to the same counsellor and, you know, we want to make sure that, that you know, that people don't become dependent on TACS, that we can actually get them from point A to point B of needing us, you know, to then point B of standing on their own 2 feet again and not needing us and you know, thriving. So, yeah, we're seeing some pretty amazing results with TACS and, you know, a lot of amazing data and the reasons why people are actually reaching out and where they're reaching out from and what sort of presenting issues and symptoms that they seem to have. So, we're really seeing some trends and patterns emerging from anyone who reaches out. And we're seeing 95% of people who reach out to TACS are coming from our target cohort. So it's pretty amazing.
There you go. Yeah. Can you put a number on how many people TACS has spoken to or helped over the years?
So we're seeing about 600 clients a quarter currently, and they're having on average of 4.5 sessions per person. So awesome results for us. We're seeing that you know, people are actually engaging in the process and coming back, you know, again and again and again to you know, keep on that process of help seeking. Some people just have one call just to find out what it's like, or other people might have, you know, 10 sessions. we also, you know, have been through a massive data and evaluation reform and rebuild because we, unfortunately, tech and IT and all this kind of stuff, we lost our first 2.5 years of data thanks to...
Oh, no.
thanks to a third party that that was no longer able to operate. So with that went all of our results. But what that did for us was give us a great opportunity to rebuild everything from scratch, and make sure that, you know, we're crossing our I's and dotting our dotting our I's and crossing our T's, not crossing your I's.
Sounds right.
So what we've got now is a completely rebuilt, you know, best in class data and evaluation system, to really help us potentially, you know, impact population data, you know, in the not too distant future. So it should be pretty cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. And the shirts are so cool. You see them everywhere. Like, I think every mine site that I go to, and not only mine sites, in the offices and at lunches, people are wearing like the Polo trademark shirts. The support that you've had from not only mining companies, but your Bunnings, your construction sites, everyone, did you ever think that it would have that kind of an impact and that support?
Yeah, no, like I really don't know what Ed and I were thinking when we started Trademart. I just don't think we knew what we had at our fingertips, in a sense of, like, you know, a commercial product that had that sort of, yeah, broad appeal for, you know, tier one, tier two, tier three, you know, construction, mining, yeah, corporate, all this kind of stuff. Yeah, it's just blown us away, to be honest. But it's been awesome to see the community support behind it and to hear the stories that come from organisations that implement Trademart. Yeah, I mean, they don't really surprise me anymore, but, you know, it's like since we first started Trademart, you know, people would be, like, telling us how different the vibe was on their site.
Yeah.
Like, from one day not wearing Trademart shirts to wearing them on the first Friday, you know, together, and people just saying, wow, it's just like a different workplace. You know, there seems to be like an overnight cultural shift where everybody's just a little less guarded and a little more open and a little more real with each other. And that's cool. So, yeah.
Yeah. And even like implementing it from the get-go with employees, I spoke to the guys at Bloomfield, must have been last month or the month before, and for every new employee on site, whether they're an apprentice or like full-time new employee, they're getting a Trademart shirt as part of their like welcome to work pack, which is great.
I mean, it's a good sign of, you know, like with any, I guess, social issue, you know, there's no one size fits all, solution to say mental health, right? But, you know, what it does require, is a consistent effort and a multifaceted effort, you know, and it's, you just never know what one approach might impact, you know, any one person. And so, yeah, just the symbolism or the, you know, just the gesture of a Trademart shirt for an employee just sends such a great message that, you know, not only does an organisation actually care and take it seriously, but hopefully that can open up further conversations, whether on site or off site, you know, through TACs. So, you know, it's really important that people know that there are multiple avenues, I suppose, to be supported when it comes to mental health, and this is one of them. And, you know, whatever one sort of works for you is the best thing.
Something that I've asked way too many people to even count now is, do you think that we are getting better at mental health? Like, I feel like we're getting less guarded and there is so much around encouraging us to talk and there's so much assistance out there. And one person I asked that to not long ago said, well, look at where we were 10, 20 years ago. We were perhaps barely talking about it and now we're talking about it all the time. So perhaps it's just, you know, it's going to take time for us to, I don't know, get better at this or, you know, get to a point where it's not such a huge issue. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I think we've seen a massive shift, a huge change in attitude towards this whole thing. And, you know, we consider Trademark and TX to be, you know, a huge driver within our industry of social and cultural change in attitude towards this topic. And, you know, evidently we've seen so many conversations open up, you know, just with Trademark. But obviously it also takes, you know, commitment from businesses and decision makers and stakeholders to actually choose to, you know, want to explore solutions that do seem to hit the mark and do seem to cut through with their staff. And yeah, evidently, yeah, Trademark Shirts have just done a great job of opening up that conversation. I think there should be a lot of kudos for organizations that do make that move to get behind something, you know, because it can be hard to know what the right thing is to do for your crew and for your teams. But I mean, for us, evidently, yeah, the proof is in the pudding. People are talking about this, you know, every day. And if they're not talking about it directly, it's also those indirect touch points that really make a massive difference. Like when someone just sees someone else wearing a Trademark shirt, whether there is even a conversation that is had, or whether there's just that moment of internal recognition of what that shirt is and remembering what it's about, and having that moment of acknowledgement within yourself about, oh, mental health, right? Oh, yep. They must be on a level. Also, how am I doing? Yep. You know, where are we at? So I think that happens all the time, and that's quite powerful. So we're seeing a massive shift in conversations for sure, and it's awesome.
Yeah. And speaking of conversations, you would have had, I don't know, a billion of them over the last 5 to 7 years that Trademark's been going around. Are there any stories, I mean, I know there would be, that stick out to you of, you know, something someone's told you about how the shirts have made a difference, or a conversation or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, like, you're right. They happen every day for us, and they've evolved.
Which is great, right?
Yeah, no, for sure. For sure. And they're, you know, they come in sort of, you know, waves and sort of different kind of layers, I guess. You know, there's the conversations of, you know, of heartbreak, I suppose, where it might be, you know, a mother or a loved one who, you know, acknowledges, oh, you know, these are great. I only wish my son, or I only wish my nephew or uncle knew about these before they took their own life. And those ones can be, you know, heartbreaking and fairly regular. But then there's the ones on the flip side, like, well, I mean, you know, we just sort of talked offline about this one, which only just was sent through last week, about a construction worker in Brisbane wearing a Trademark shirt, and an office worker asking him what it was about. And the office worker ended up breaking down in tears, and the construction worker wearing the Trademark shirt sat with this guy outside Central Station in Brisbane for an hour, just chatting and debriefing with him. And this fella sort of went on to say that he, you know, was struggling with mental health and had considered taking his own life. And the fella who was wearing the Trademark shirt, literally sort of after explaining to him what it was all about, he took the shirt off his own back and handed it to him. He gave him his shirt. He said, you know, here, mate, like, take this, keep this as a reminder that, you know, that I care, that someone cares, that the world cares, and that, you know, it's worth fighting for. And so, gave him his shirt off his very own back, and they stay in regular contact, those two dudes now. Probably another side to that story that I probably haven't shared is that after contacting the fella, the construction worker who did this gesture, he went on to tell me, you know, a pretty tragic story about the fact that, you know, he lost one of his best mates who'd taken his own life last year. And he'd been beating himself up for, you know, 12 months because he wasn't there for him, and he wasn't there to have that conversation when his mate probably needed it. And at that point in time, you know, when this fella came past, this office worker who needed that conversation, he felt like that was his opportunity to make up for what he wasn't able to do for his own mate, which is why he sat with him for that hour and made sure that he didn't leave him until there was a smile on his face. So, yeah, it's pretty crazy when you hear about, you know, what people actually deal with and the reasons why, you know, what drives them, and that, you know, sometimes there's a pretty precious moments where you can come past someone who you never know, you know, what they're going through. Everyone's fighting a secret battle that you know nothing about. So kindness and empathy is key. So, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's amazing. How are you doing? Like, after hearing stories like that, which you hear so often, I imagine it couldn't not have an impact.
Yeah, I mean, no, you're right. Like, yeah, these stories do have an impact, and like they have definitely, you know, right the way throughout this journey have, like, it's interesting, you know, because like I'm in the business of mental health. Ed and I are both in the business of mental health. And, you know, we've created these two businesses to support, you know, a community, but also we're still in business, right? So we still face the same challenges, you know, that anyone in business faces. You know, we've got bills, we've got staff, we've got obligations, we've got, you know, sales targets, all this kind of stuff. But on the flip side, on the other side of that, we've also got, you know, these incredible stories of impact or heartache and the heavy side of things. So, you know, we've gotten really good at knowing how to process the stories that we do hear and how to sort of protect ourselves, you know, from not taking on, you know, too much of anything that we shouldn't be taking on, but to also respect the fact that, you know, people really vibe with what we've done and they've created, you know, a whole lot of positive impact and stories. So, yeah, Ed and I make sure that we look after our own mental health as best we can. We both see our own psychs fairly regularly just to do those tune-up check-ins because we know that, you know, that's what we encourage anyone to do with TACs. The only difference is we can't use the TACs counsellors because they work for us. So, if you're debriefing with one of your own counsellors on the phone about cash flow issues and that kind of stuff, you know, it's probably not going to go down too well. we make sure that, you know, we do all the things that we, you know, advocate for other people to do. It's, you know, maintaining a solid support network, good open communication, self-care routines, you know, making sure that we're doing all the things that fill our cup so that we can continue to be what we need to be for the community. Because, yeah, it's a profound journey that we're on. Sometimes it's it blows me away because it's not, you know, exactly where I ever imagined my life ending up, but I also don't know where I imagined my life ending up. But what I do know is that it's ended up right in the perfect place. You know, this is what I was put on the earth to do, this kind of stuff. And so I'm very thankful that, you know, despite experiencing tragedy and heartache, that, you know, my life has led me to a place where we can impact the community and, you know, hopefully prevent, you know, others from going through the same sort of heartache and tragedy. So yeah, it's a crazy journey, and the roller coaster ride every day is up and down and round. So, you know,
yeah,
ride it and just hang on for dear life.
That's right, exactly. That's the perfect spot to end. But before I let you go, what's one thing you would like to leave our listeners with? A piece of advice, or I don't know, something you've heard along the way?
Well, I mean, we've talked about TACs, and I think, you know, that's probably an important place to leave people with. Our whole model with Trademart and TACs is all revolving around help-seeking behaviour and helping improve help-seeking behaviour for tradies, truckies, farmers, blue-collar workers and their families. You know, we're an interesting bunch. We solve problems on a daily basis, with our hands usually. And, you know, we also commit a fair bit of brain power to be able to solve those problems as well. And we're really good at that kind of stuff. But, you know, we haven't always been notoriously great for solving, you know, any kind of deeper emotional problems. So that's really where TAX steps in to help support those blue collar workers to be able to work through some of the challenges that they've got. So it's not all about depression and anxiety. Sometimes it's just the situational stresses that we all go through on a daily basis that can wear us down. And those things I'm talking about are, you know, financial stress, work stress, health issues that we all go through, which, you know, cause a lot of stress. I already mentioned work. Grief and loss is a big one. People experience grief and loss is a lot to process, and that's something that everyone at some point in their life will experience. Relationships. That's the number one reason why anyone reaches out to TAAX currently. So these kinds of situational stresses that we all go through, these are the perfect kinds of reasons that you might reach out to TAAX to just gain a little bit of extra support. Now, all of those things that I mentioned, in isolation, they are stressful, right? If you're dealing with work stress, but everything else is great,
yeah.
Okay, it's one part of your life. But if you're dealing with any number of those things all at once, two, three, four of those things, it can really start to pile up and weigh you down. And I know what that's like myself. I've been there, you know, multiple times throughout my life where you're dealing with family stuff, work stuff, financial stuff, and it can all just feel like a bit much.
Yeah,
it's the perfect signpost, I suppose, to reach out to TAAX, you know. So as I said, we're not a crisis support service. We're early intervention. You can contact TAAX to help handle situational stresses. You can contact TAAX if you're concerned about a loved one, a mate or a colleague. You can contact TAAX for a tune-up session, or you can chat to a counsellor to just find out how it all works. So you don't have to be struggling yourself. There's four really good reasons why you could reach out to TAAX. And if you want to know how it all works, just ring the number 0488 46988, text or call. We're the best blue-collar counselling service in Australia. We're also the only blue-collar counselling service in Australia, which automatically makes us the best. But even if there are others, we'd still be the best. We have the best counsellors. Find out for yourself. It's completely free. It's like having a personal trainer in your pocket for your mind. So, yeah, reach out and find out what TAAX is all about. And, yeah, of course, don some trademark shirts, wear the colours, start a conversation. Yeah, it's a powerful movement.
100%. We'll put links on this podcast description, all that sort of thing as well. Dan, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a bloody pleasure.
Thanks, Jess.
Well, thank you for joining us for this episode of Digging Deeper with At The Coalface. You can download more episodes of the podcast on all your favourite podcast platforms, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, also on YouTube, Amazon Music, all the usual places. Make sure you leave us a rating and a review. We'd love to hear what you thought. And if you do have a story idea or something you'd like us to talk about on the podcast, please send me an email, jess@thecoalface.net.au. I'd love to hear from you. And we'll be back next time for another episode of Digging Deeper with At The Coalface.